Now, the lifeboat service has always and continues to play a vital role in safety off our coastline here in Kerry. And at the moment, the Finnet Lifeboat are recruiting. With me in our studio in Tralee to talk about this, we've got Jackie Murphy, Finnet Lifeboat Press Officer. We also have Tom McCormack, Chair and Lifeboat Medical Advisor with Finnet Lifeboat. Good morning to both of you and thanks for talking to us in the programme.
Good morning, Jerry.
Jackie, first of all, you're recruiting. You need volunteers.
Yes, Jerry. As you know, the RNLI is a voluntary service and that it covers the coast around our area. And I suppose what we need on an ongoing basis are, you know, different people to recruit, different types of skills. And particularly at the moment, we're looking for crew. We obviously have to have a certain amount of crew before we can launch our boats. And I suppose really we're appealing to people that, you know, even if they have an interest, that we are very happy to speak to them and that our team will decide or can look at what would be most appropriate for them. So I suppose, Jerry, one of the main things is if anybody's listening, that they might say it to their young girls, young fellas at home or whatever, that would be a real good thing for us. If the word was spread, we'd be thrilled with that, yeah.
And it is very important from that point of view. Tom, can I ask you, who volunteers or who are you looking for? In terms of volunteers?
Right, Jerry, we're looking for men or women who are aged between 18 and 55. They need absolutely no experience and we will train them.
Okay, and that's you don't have to have any experience, you don't have to be seaworthy, have your sea legs or have any particular expertise. If you do, great, but you don't have, that's not a prerequisite.
It's certainly not a prerequisite, and many of our volunteers had not been to sea before.
Okay, why volunteer, Tom? Or Jackie, yeah. Whichever one.
Yeah, I suppose, Jerry, volunteering has largely maybe gone out the door from our time, maybe 20 years ago. So I would just be appealing to people that to feel part of an organisation, to feel part of something that is good for the soul. Also, we're so blessed to live, you know, or to have visitors, tourists coming to a county surrounded by sea, that it's really, I think it's an excellent organisation to be part of. But it's good for people's soul to have a team to go to and to have something in life that you can focus on. So, like, I know for me, it's certainly, you know, the team has been great fun. There's a very good team effort. There is nobody left on their own, Jerry. I can assure people of that. So I would say, really, if people thought about what they could contribute, and not everybody thinks that they have something to contribute, we all have a part to play. You know, all God's creatures have a place in the choir. So that's very much the message that we would be sending. Please come forward to us and we can see if we can slot you in somewhere and may not be C, but, you know, so that's what I'd really like to come out of today, Jerry. Thanks.
Yeah, indeed. Tom, what are the medical requirements here? Are the fitness levels required?
No medical requirements, just people who are ordinarily fit, but no specific medical requirements. And we would do a medical on people when they apply.
Okay.
We have 23 crew. We need really to recruit another 7.
Okay.
As you know, we have 2 boats, one big boat which can go out about 200 miles and a smaller boat which does local rescues. And each year they do between approximately 15 and 30 rescues.
Okay, so there's a lot of work there. There's a lot that needs to be done. So that's why you need the numbers to provide cover.
Absolutely.
In relation to that. How far away from the station can you live? For a volunteer,
we're talking roughly about 15 kilometres.
Okay,
when an alarm goes off, we usually get the boats into the water within 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So many of the people who live a long distance away may not make it.
Yeah.
But roughly, from 15 kilometres, distance.
Tom, tell me what happens when you get a call. Let's say you get a call from Valencia. So
when we get a call from Valencia, the crew's pagers go off and they assemble in Finnet. As I say, usually the boat is ready to go in 15 minutes. If it's a local call, we decide to take out the small boat. That would need 3 crew members. If it's a call which is further away or a different type of call, the big boat would go out, usually with 6 crew. In the station, as I said, at the present there are 23. All volunteers apart from the mechanic, who's the only paid member.
Okay, and that's important, right? Do you have to be able to swim?
No. We have okay. good life jackets, Jerry.
Okay, very good. That's an interesting one. I just wanted to check that one out. Jackie, can you say, talk to me about, I suppose, is it all crew you're looking for or other people? Can they sign up for other roles within the service?
Yeah, Jerry, we're mainly looking for crew at this moment in time. But what I would be encouraging, you know, we have shore crew that we need. We have a team of fundraisers all the time. So I would think, you know, that, you know, if anybody has an interest, we will, you know, find a position for them in general. But crew would be our kind of main and urgent one as we head in towards the tourist system, the tourist season. And I suppose, Jerry, one of the key things that I'd like people to know is that, you know, the station is based in Phoenix, but it is very much a station that is owned by the public. It is for the public, by the public, and it's not all Phoenix-centric, etc. That's really important for people to know, that we have nice structured management, that we have, you know, good training. And I have been in the station when the guys and girls, the crew, have come back from life-saving call-outs and from maybe towing in boats or whatever, and there isn't glory hunting. They really sit, you know, they sit, we have tea and we have coffee and debrief and stuff like that. And it's, you can just feel that they are proud of what they do. And that's why I would say I would be absolutely appealing for people to spread the word. We will talk to people. I would like them to call to we're happy for them to call to the station to have a look at it, have a chat and everything. And then, you know, at least people can see. So that I would be absolutely encouraging that.
Yeah. And Tom, that's, I suppose, underlines there is a must be an amazing sense of satisfaction that comes from being part of a crew like that and doing the work and being involved in helping the community and helping people who are in dire straits.
There is indeed, and certainly there have been a few difficult and rescues over the years, and without doubt many lives have been saved, and certainly the crew are really, really happy to be involved in that sort of thing.
Jackie, people would be, it's very fulfilling, a fulfilling role, it's a good positive community to get involved in.
It totally is, Jerry. Like, I think this is my seventh year now, and there's just a sense of, like, camaraderie is one thing that is absolutely huge, but also the satisfaction of knowing that you have brought somebody safely home, you know, that could have been very much the other side of the story, and which would be, and we have experienced some of those, of course we have, unfortunately, but at the end of the day, the feeling, the sense of security of having a lifeboat within such a, you know, an area that we have it, I think we're very, very lucky. But like our team, and it's men and women, you know, they're very, very happy, and all we want is a good outcome. No, we're not looking for glory or anything, Jerry. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a very important thing. Okay, listen, Tom, how do people get involved? Or Jackie, either of you, how do you, if you want to sign up, if you want to get involved?
Well, if you want to get involved, Jerry, I can give you a couple of numbers. And the first one would be 066-713-6600. And the second one would be 087-2569-772. Now, if people want to get involved, they can ring those numbers and leave their name and number, and we will get back to them.
Okay, Jackie, I'll get you to give me those numbers again one more time.
One more time, Jerry. The number's 066-713-6600, and the second one is 087-256-9772.
Excellent.
And Jackie might talk to you about a Facebook page, I think.
Sure.
Yes.
Jackie?
So, Jerry, we'll be updating our Facebook page over the weekend. And also, so just in case people might not get the numbers, they will find it on the Facebook page. But also, literally, if anybody went to Phoenix and asked about the lifeboat, everybody will tell you this person's on it. So people can approach any connection, and we will absolutely, you know, the details will come back into us. And then the relevant people, like Gerald O'Donnell is our lifeboat operations manager, happy to have an informal cup of tea and a chat at the station, get a feel for it. So by submitting an application, they're not signing up to anything. I'm encouraging very much to call, contact any one of us that you know is connected, and we will absolutely put you in touch with the right person. And I suppose, you know, too, Jerry, I suppose just in relation to, you know, when pagers go off, and you don't have to carry a pager, you know, you can absolutely take your time out. Suppose you're going to a wedding, you just take yourself off service. It's not that we're asking people to give
you're
their
on
life.
Call all the time.
Yeah. So that's really important that people realize
and that's why you need the numbers, Jackie, isn't it? To cover those sort of eventualities.
Yes, absolutely. And also, you know, the one thing, Jerry, or another thing is that really we have very, very strong, experienced crew as well. So, like, nobody knew would be left on their own in any shape or form.
Sure.
So, like, that, I can assure you of that. And
yeah.
I would just say, please reach out. And if we can find a slot, we would be delighted. And particularly people, you know, for crew if we can at all.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, listen, guys, thanks a million, and continued good success to you, and good luck with the work, the vital work that you do in terms of Finnet Lifeboat and all of the work that's done there. That's Tom McCormick and Jackie Murphy from Finnet Lifeboat. If you have a view, if you're interested, get in touch with us on the programme. That number again, 066 713 6600, 087 256 9772, if you're interested, and keep an eye on their Facebook page over the weekend for updates.